The year is 1890. The place, Boston. An evil force continues to seep into our world, corrupting and conquering all who touch it. Our four brave adventurers have thus far foiled its plans, most recently stopping the Red Death from taking control of Agnes Hahn. But the Red Death remains undaunted. Our four heroes have the evil's full attention, especially Agnes. As Boston descends into panic, can they keep this force from holding illimitable dominion over all? Find out as they face the Red Death.
Sawyer, as he's slipping him on, Sawyer just says up to James, he says, "Well, big guy, we'll follow your lead."
I think he looks at everybody, and if everybody seems ready, we start heading towards where we last encountered, I guess, the Freehill Bonafides.
I have one thing that Sawyer's going to do on the walk, unless there's something immediate that happens, Doug. So Ignacia and Sawyer end up kind of side by side during the walk at one point, and Sawyer says, "I do apologize for giving you a hard time with Alex. It's my nature."
"I know it is." And she like gives you like a sly smile and just sort of like just looks up at you. And it's true, though, those books are from a very northern perspective. They don't know anything about anything down there.
Having lived down there, grown up a bit, I think we both looked at it from different angles, but I believe when Alex goes, hopefully when you take him, he'll be able to see it from a more peaceful perspective. Also, and he like has his glove hand in his waistcoat pocket and pulls out the ring. He says, "I've been carrying this since we all met. After we, you know, beat the doctor. I've got this pistol that apparently is also a sword. I'm still new to all of this. She's got that necklace. It seems only right that each of us should have one. Also, seeing as how you're kind of getting into a relationship, this might be something that you need more than me." And he hands you the ring.
I think she takes it and gives him a look like, "What are you saying?" And when we did the ring last, like, it would fit her, right? Like, it, like, automatically fits whoever tries to wear it. Is that right?
Okay. Yeah.
I think she's like, "Well, I was never one for jewelry, but I can definitely carry it if that's what's best."
And Ignacio knows, like, the, like, I think was it Pushedu that told us all what it did?
Mm-hmm.
So you know that while you're wearing it, you can lie, and unless it's something that they absolutely would know that isn't true, you can get away with it, which actually might help in the situation coming up if we have to sneak in or something. So I guess Sawyer doesn't, like, at all explain it to you. He knows you know what the thing is. Mm-hmm. And also, as soon as you take it, it's like almost like this huge sigh of relief. Like he just feels, it's almost like he has a little bit more of a spring to his step because he's not responsible for it. He felt a little bit too responsible for some things that everybody else seemed to know a lot about.
And I think she's just going to wear for the time being, because I don't think she wants to stick it in a pocket. So she's going to put it on her right middle finger.
Great.
I'd have given you the pistol, but I figured we have some more training to do.
I would not take the pistol for you if my life depended on it.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
He kind of
bumps elbow with you, like siblings.
Yeah, I think she bumps back and she's like, "I rather it come down to my magic more than that gun, because that gun may throw out my shoulder."
So I think we're walking and you two are out front, and Agnes and Aoife and James are behind a little bit. And James is kind of looking down, a lot of thoughts, and he looks up and his head kind of turns and he smiles and he looks at Agnes first. He says, he says it loud enough that Aoife will overhear. He says, I helped build that building. He wants his mama to be proud of him.
What building is it?
Oh, God, I don't know.
A brick one?
Something important. Yeah, it's made of bricks.
I think that Aoife puts her hand on James's shoulder and is like, oh, that one? You built that one? It's a beautiful building.
It was difficult because you see where it's got different, like, the corners aren't all the same. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it looks like it would be very difficult to build.
It was. Kent doesn't know about building buildings.
I love it so much. You see those corners?
So I think the way that it's constructed, it actually, normally with bricklaying, you just lay one here and then offset by half and that way. But with this one, they wanted it to taper a bit. And so, but only a bit. And so you had to continually readjust to have it taper in as it was going.
Yeah, no one else could get that taper right. And, I finally put myself to it. He's looking between Agnes and Aoife both, He's like, I put myself to it. And I mean, I think it looks pretty good.
It looks amazing. It's my favorite building on this whole block.
I think Agnes knows what's going on here, but she's like, it's very nice, James. It looks very sturdy.
Oh, it'll hold up to anything.
I want to use a plot twist to have a person walk out and just put a condemned sign like right on the
brick just falls off the side.
Just kidding.
Don't you do that to James.
Please cut that out enough. And let's get the momentum back because this is adorable.
It's going at the end of the episode.
You can leave James alone.
All right. So as you make it to the location where you found the Freehill Bonafides before, I'm trying to think of the best way to show this visually. As you make it to where the Freehill Bonafides was before, you notice that the building really hasn't been used much since you all shut it down. So yeah, we'll just say you make a quick investigation of the house and it seems abandoned. And it seems abandoned. We'll just leave it at that.
I have a plot twist idea. I have one point left. But if you have another way that you're going to get us in to where we need to go, I don't want to like overstep with it.
Yeah, my plan was to have you do a series of like skill checks basically to find their new location to track it down. Okay. But if you want to plot twist that, you absolutely can.
If anyone really, really wants to do the investigation, they can. My proposal for a plot twist is to have sort of an individual see us going through it and on the street and stop and like turn and go the other direction, like oh shit kind of thing. Like, and then if we follow that person, they might lead us in the right direction. Like it could be somebody who was like going there to salvage something from the basement where all that ritual stuff was going on, or maybe just walking by, but I don't know.
Okay.
But I don't, again, we could also do the skill check kind of thing.
No, that's fine. There is one skill check that I'm going to have Aoife do. Aoife, either insight or senses. Whichever you prefer.
Nice. Okay.
And it's going to be a daunting check that involves tracking.
I'm rolling things, yes?
Yes.
A skill check?
Yes. So you are making an extreme skill check with insight or senses. But it's going to be daunting for you because you have you're an experienced tracker.
And what am I looking for? Or what am I investigating, I guess? Or
sure. All right, so using that plot twist, we see this figure who's in a cloak with a hat sort of pulled low, approach, see all of you standing there, and then awkwardly pivot and walk away, trying to seem like he didn't just awkwardly pivot and start walking away. And so, Aoife, I'd like you to make a either insight or senses, depending on how you want to play this recognition or not. That would normally be extreme, but for you, it's daunting since you're an experience tracker.
So I'm going to use senses, since that's awareness, alertness, and perception. And I think this is expertise for her, which would give me plus six. Does that make sense to you? It's not makes master. Sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 13, 19.
All right, so you succeed, but you take one strain.
Okay.
And so as you're looking at this figure and trying to suss out whatever you can about them, you see that this is Mr. and Mrs. Williams' son, the person who you've been trying to track down.
She is a good tracker.
But what kind of strain do you take as that's happening?
I'm going to take mind strain, and I think it's because I think normally Aoife would have noticed him, like, with her back turned. Like, she would have just sensed it was someone she had already been looking for. But she's just had a conversation in person with her son for the first time in years, and I think that the weight of that and the weight of not being able to process that because she's only worried about how he is and not even what it's doing to her yet, is making things a little more clouded. So that's how I'm going to justify the strain.
Perfect.
Do I notice anything else about him before I tell the group?
No, I don't think so. Just that it's him, but that he very clearly, I mean, all of you see that he sort of looks at the building, looks at all of you, and then boogies.
Well, I know that I'm new here, but I've been tracking that gentleman over there, and he seems unsettled with the fact that we're here. I'm guessing if we follow him, we might find some answers.
Sawyer looks to James.
dang it. James is not the de facto leader.
I think it's more that Sawyer, James's mom just said like this information. And so Sawyer is not going to be the one who takes lead over James in this situation. He's going to, he's going to defer.
Well, I guess do we want to follow him from a distance and just see where he goes? Or do we want to catch up to him? And he gets real uncomfortable saying this to his mom, make him tell us.
I think Aoife looks impressed and a little proud. That's an excellent idea, but I don't want to take over here. So what is everyone most comfortable with?
These two come up with the plans. And he points at Agnes and Ignacia.
Yes, that makes sense.
James nods.
Doug, real quick, did he see all of us or just see the group at the, just see a group at the thing?
I think he is anxious enough that he just sees that there are other people there and that they're clearly looking at this place and is like, oh, I'll come back later. Bye.
I was going to say, I'm going to have Ignacia run around, but also Ignacia is not much of a runner. She's not physically adept to catch up with him.
Well, he's not, it's not like he sees you and is like, oh God, and like takes off into a dead sprint or anything.
He's trying to look casual, right?
Right. He does the sort of thing like when I realize that I've forgotten something and have to like turn around awkwardly when there's like people on the street, sometimes I'll like overdo it and be like 999, 1,000. All right, that's 1,000 steps. I'm going home, and then turn around and like make people look at me funny. You can leave that in or take that out. That's fine. but so yeah, he does the thing like, you know, the sort of like look up, try to do the thing that people do when they look like they forgot something, and then like tap his head and then like turn around and start walking the other way.
I think with that, Ignacio's like, let me see if I can at least get him to stop and talk for a minute. And she's just going to quickly, was he on this side of the road or the other side of the road?
Whichever you prefer.
I think the other side. So she's going to cross the street and start walking past him. And she's going to be like, oh, excuse me, sir. Sir, I'm if you don't mind, I'm quite lost and I just need some help figuring out where to go.
I assume you have the ring on at this point, right?
Okay. I did say she put it on.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not one of those GMs who's like, well, you didn't say you brought food, so you starved to death.
I'd be like, I said it. Can't rewind the
episode. Right.
Replay. Play it back.
So he says, I'm sorry. I'm quite busy.
Oh, I'm just sorry. It's real quick. I was trying to find Oh no, Morgan short circuiting. Oh no.
Well, here's the good news. No matter how awkwardly it comes out for Ignacia, it comes out smooth.
Yeah. I was wondering if you can just tell me real quick. I know you're busy. So I will walk this direction with you. So we're all moving in the same pace. But I was just wondering if you knew how to get to the local
hat shop.
Yeah, the haberdashery.
I'm looking to dash some habbers. Okay. He says, well, there are a few. There is one, and he gives you the location of three different haberdasheries. All, since you know the city fairly well, and you know this would be something socially you would have been experienced with, all very much upper class. Like the three nicest haberdasheries in the city.
What are y'all doing while Ignacio's trying to distract?
Well, Sawyer moves as quickly as he can. I don't know if this would be possible, but like he wants to get ahead of where this person was going to be going. So if you're distracting him, Sawyer will be in the path that person was on at some point. So he's like doing a little bit of a hustle out of sight, whether it's through an alley or you know, we've been hanging out around Boston a bit. He knows his way around a little bit better than when he first got here. So if that's possible, Doug, that's what Sawyer will be doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think you need to make a check for that.
Okay.
I think that Agnes is keeping her distance probably on the opposite side of the street from you, but keeping an eye out and like ready to intervene should it be necessary, but also just kind of trying to blend in a little bit with the surroundings.
I think James is probably keeping, you know, relatively close to Agnes.
Oh, I'm here. Aoife is wherever James is.
Aww. Sawyer's a little bit disappointed that Aoife is not in the middle of the street floating a little bit above the ground with glowing eyes.
Oh, Aoife would love to be doing this. Let's go back.
Everyone's Aoife talked her up to be this powerful wizard. The
hey. Give her time.
He's waiting.
She can look like she's glowing eyes and floating in the middle of the street anytime she wants. Boom, done.
Just you see that, in fact. Yeah. She's not doing it, but you think she is.
Sawyer's like leaning, like a little bit out of breath, leaning against a building, and he looking at the middle, seeing that, and he goes, man, James's mom is just awesome. This poor individual in the cloak and hat is about to get Red Death crewed.
Yeah, so I think as they're still walking, Ignacio is going to ask him, like, oh, which shop did you get your hat at? It's quite nice.
He says, this one was from Clark's Haberdashery. I must be going. I'm glad I could have been of help.
Okay. Thank you. My name is Marisol. So it's nice to meet you. And she like stops, like holds her hands out to shake. just to kill more time for the crew.
All right. I think if you want him to stop, you need to make some kind of check to do that.
Okay.
It can be a little bit easier, you know, one category easier, challenge level easier.
Yeah, can it be influence maybe, like a sway?
Oh, so, for sure.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a daunting influence check, which would be down to difficult.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I rolled a one, so So I got a 5.
Okay. So you miss by 1, so you take 2 strain, but you get 1 surge point.
Cool.
You rolled a natural 1?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. It's an epic failure.
Oh, so sorry. So that's an epic failure?
Natural 1 is an epic failure. Natural 20 is an epic success.
Okay. So, well, before you do that, rather than that, you have an instant condition, and I add a complication.
Sweet. I'm excited.
Okay. Rather brusquely. Nice to meet you, Marisol. I don't have time for this. Goodbye. And rushes off. So quickly, in fact, that and Sawyer is distracted by Aoife floating in the middle of the street, that he pauses to observe that and think about it and wonder why no one else is looking curiously at this woman floating in the middle of the street, that by the time you catch up to where he is, you only see a crowd of people on a busier street and are not able to see where he is. And you see Ignacia standing there looking worse for wear in what particular way?
I think she's offended. Like, really? Also, I think she's disappointed in herself because she's like, I'm not good at the talking thing. I try. So I think the condition will be to her will.
Okay.
I don't know what the condition will be, but it will be to that.
And so 4 rolls, since we haven't had anybody get a condition before, does that mean that it adds? So if I say, okay, this is a daunting challenge, that means you have to roll a 17 to a 21 to have daunting, or it means if it's daunting, it's now epic?
It's now epic.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, so it basically, a condition means that it's really, really hard to use any of those 4 approaches under that condition.
Got it.
And if you receive a second condition under the same attribute, then you can't use any of them and you have to be creative and come up with other ways.
Okay. Yeah, so I think, Ignacia, part of this is that you expected this to be easier with the ring. That, you know, you're not naturally good at lying to people or...
Oh, yeah, we've learned that she's a terrible liar at this point on her own.
Right, or trick them. And you haven't quite, I think since your character is so honest and open and kind, you see any sort of like deception as the same. So you didn't make the distinction between directly lying to him about being lost and trying to engage him by being polite and engage his manners. And you have this sort of swirl in your head of, okay, but what can I do with this ring? What can't I do? Ugh, I should have left it with Sawyer. And that sort of all churns around in there.
So would you call the condition like frustrated then, or?
Perfect.
Okay.
So Sawyer was a step behind the person, turns the corner and sees that they're definitely lost in the crowd.
Also, real quick, because mm-hmm. Do I still get the 2 strain and the surge, or was it just the condition?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Do we all realize?
Yeah, I think everybody sees at the end of the street where Sawyer's standing on the corner looking where the person turned, and he takes his hat off and just kind of, you know, does one of those things on his head, like he's ruffling his hair, like just out of frustration, has his hat at his side, and shakes it off for a second before turning around, puts his hat on and looks at the group, like puts his hands out like a little bit at his side, like a, well, lost him.
Aoife, I can try to track him, but I don't want to do too much. High maintenance guest stars are never invited back.
I don't know that you're a guest star anymore. I think you were like the guest star who tested well. And then had you back as the permanent new boss on The Office. I don't know.
The permanent new boss. I love The Office. Yeah, Aoife, I think Aoife's going to look around because she's very aware that like this group has been functioning together for a long time and she doesn't want to overstep or misstep or upset James in any way. So I think she's going to kind of pause and look at everyone. And then if no one acts, she's going to attempt to track this person.
Okay. So I think James, upon realizing that this person is lost and we're all gathered together, will look at his mom and say, I think we have to find this guy. Can you do that?
I can do that.
As soon as Aoife starts to do whatever Aoife does, Sawyer looks to the three of you, like Agnes, Ignacia, and James, puts his hands up and he goes, I mean, did anybody else see her floating? I mean...
I think I was a little busy trying to get the guy to stop, which...
All right, well...
This thing is hard to use.
You're just a kind person, Ignacia. It's difficult to lie to people, even with the ring. That said, he was kind of a jerk. I noticed he wasn't shaking your hand. And I'll be prepared in the future for that floating stuff, Miss Wilcox.
I think Aoife, giggles a little bit. Chuckles. She doesn't giggle. Chortles. Okay, if I want to... I'm guessing you want me to roll, Doug, to...
Yeah, so I think this would be... tracking in a crowded urban environment of somebody you've only seen briefly, but you know which way he went. I think that would probably be, I'm torn between extreme and daunting. And so then it would be either daunting or difficult for you. I think in general, tracking in an urban environment for somebody you've just briefly seen would be extreme. So for you, it would be daunting.
Okay. And I'll roll with expertise.
Yes.
Okay, that's 17 plus 6, 23.
Great. So you hit extreme, and so you beat by 1, and your action succeeds as planned. Talk us through how you track Mr. Williams down.
I'd like it to be a little magical. Is that okay, Doug?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I think that after briefly chuckling at the trick she played on Sawyer, that Aoife focuses and she crouches down and she puts a hand on the ground. And I think that because we're all working together, she kind of, assuming everyone would want to see this, she kind of allows it to be visual, that she puts her hand on the ground. And after a few seconds, we see like footsteps that are almost faintly lighting up.
Oh, that's badass.
And so we can kind of see where he's heading, if that's okay. I don't want to make anyone see it. It's just something that you could see. And then I think she looks at James and says, I think if we follow these tracks that we'll find him. I think if James notices, she also wants James to be a little bit proud now.
Yeah, I think James sees him, and I think he's I think he says, "Yeah, I see it." So, yeah, let's track him down. Let's go get him. You know, takes off at a jog where everyone can catch up, but moving as quickly as he can with the rest of the group to follow this trail.
Cool. So you follow the trail, and it leads to another. Similarly nondescript building, this time with no signage on the front, no plaque near the front door, but a similarly structured building. Few windows, but this one does have windows.
I guess as the resident tall boy, I'm looking in those windows.
Okay. Give me a senses check. This is going to be... Well, I'll give you the option. There's something wrong with these windows. And as you look at it, it hurts a little bit to look into them as you're trying to actually see through what's there. And so you realize that in order to peer in, this would be extremely difficult.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to roll basic senses. I'm not going to add anything to it because it seems like a magical thing. So my architectural eye wouldn't see.
Oh, I think it would actually. So we'll Yeah.
Would it?
It's an architecture.
All right. Well, that'll, so. I guess, drag sure. it down one. Okay. That is total. That is 14 total.
All right. So you miss by one. So two strain and a surge.
Okay. So is it a magical thing?
You think it probably is. It's actually almost painful to look in there. It's doing a thing to your eye like when you hold two similarly charged magnets together. It seems to be physically trying to push your vision away from this thing in a way that you can't quite articulate, but it's just this force that just wants you to keep looking. Look on, look somewhere else.
Okay. Yeah, I think he'll stand there for a little bit and, you know, peering up and look, and he keeps, like, you all see him, keeps kind of turning his head away from it. And then finally he gives kind of an exasperated sigh and says, I can't look in there. So I don't know what's going on inside. The last building had traps. I would assume this one does too, but I can't know for sure.
And as all of you glance at the windows, your eyes have the same effect on them.
That's odd.
Ouch.
I mean, we could just kick in the front door and see what happens. I assume the footsteps that we saw go into the building.
Are these buildings touching? Are they like the rows of buildings, or is there an alley between?
I think there's an alley on one side, but not on the other.
Sawyer starts to take a few steps away from the group slowly to like towards that alley, but then looks back. We've been together long enough that he now knows he should check in with people before he just does his things. So he looks back and says, I could go around back and make sure no one's getting out if you're going in the front. I could also go in the front with you.
I believe last time we had this situation, you and I went to investigate the back while Ignacia and James got trapped inside.
Fair point. Although I don't know, is it better that all of us get trapped?
Well, I guess it was helpful that there was a delay between us being in peril. Although I'm saying that is the group that was in peril later.
Should we knock on the door then, like we did last time, and get trapped so we can start this process over again?
Well, it worked in the long run last time, so what? Why fix what isn't broken?
I think James looks at Agnes and chuckles, says, well, I wasn't too fond of being trapped. And he turns around and just puts a big boot into the door.
All right. So this definitely seems like a brawn check.
Yep. I'm going to surge too.
Okay.
Okay.
So I think, I think their goal is going to be to make it so that no normal person can open this door. So it's going to be extreme. You have the architectural eye, so that's going to bring it down to daunting for you.
I'm going to surge one.
So it's now difficult. And I don't think you're frail. Okay.
No. All right. So difficult, eh? Can I surge twice? No.
Someone can surge to help you.
What are you adding to this roll?
Nine. I mean, that's almost.
So you got to not roll a one. I believe in you.
Okay. All right. All right, Utopian dice. Don't fail me now. I rolled two.
And you know what? Count it.
So James says, I don't feel like being trapped again. Turns around and just puts as much weight as he can behind this right foot and just kicks it in the perfect spot where that door bounces open, but doesn't bounce back. You know, he doesn't kick it open and it bounce back, and then he has to move it again. Like it stays, like it catches on the ground or something and stays open to where everybody could see in it. And nobody, you know, if there's anybody there, they're thoroughly shocked, but don't have the advantage of a now shut door to prepare themselves.
You do take one strain though. And so as this door gets flung open with your foot, someone behind it gets sent tottering backwards into the hallway there.
I mean, I'd like to punch that person too if I can.
Sure.
You kick the door and you lead in.
Or I could just
I've been in this situation.
I could just stop them. I could just try to like magic them in place. But if you want to punch them, go right ahead.
Would you be it? So if you think that Ignacio would do that faster than James kicking, seeing someone and punching kind of as a follow-up motion?
I mean, if they're in the light of the doorway as they're scrambling off, I think she might try to like quickly like.
Okay.
Invisible
yeah,
Woman, like lasso rope.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not Invisible Woman, Wonder Woman, lasso invisible rope. There we go. I'm going to do a magics. So that's an arcane.
Okay.
What do I need to?
I think I'm going to say that this, because of how quickly you're trying to do it and how he's a moving target, I think I'm going to put this at daunting.
Okay. I'm going to spend a surge point to make it down one.
Okay.
And that's what, difficult now? Okay.
Yeah. So 10 to 14 plus your arcane.
That's a 16 overall.
Okay, great. So you succeed by one challenge level. So you exceed by one challenge level. And so it succeeds exactly the way you want it to.
I think as James kicks open the door and there's that dust sort of like filtering in and you just hear someone scrambling off, Ignacia quickly just does that magic where she like holds a hand out and like twists things around and like tightens it like you're tying off like a rope. And automatically they sort of like their arms sort of like get stuck into their sides and like they're just stuck in place.
That's awesome. And I just saw the look on Kent's face. I don't think he's going to stop punching him anyway.
I was going to say the hesitation in James from not just immediately punching is his mom's there. So he has this natural instinct of, oh my, I don't want to, there's that natural instinct of, I don't want to punch anybody in front of my mom. That kind of holds him, and then you wrap this person up with magic, so he just kind of stops.
Does everyone think they know what's in here? Like, do you all think that there's a lot of people in here, or is it the one were-tiger that got away? I'm guessing you would have shared this with Aoife, like on our walk. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we probably would have told you what happened last time we did this, and there was a good number of people
okay.
in the basement.
Before we all rush in, can I want Aoife, this is probably going to freak you guys out, I just remembered what you guys went through. I want Aoife to make clones of everyone, like as a distraction. So if we go in one way, the illusions go in another way. Is that too much, Doug?
I think that's going to be, that's a lot of focus. So I think that's going to be maybe even epic. So then extreme for you.
Okay. Could I use a surge to help?
Ooh.
Because I do have like help boosting other people's mm-hmm. abilities as part of my gig.
Does anyone not want that? Before.
You mean like out of character?
I'd rather my illusion clone or whatever get gassed instead of me.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So, Agnes, how are you helping Aoife make this magic happen?
I think I like as long as you advertise for us that there is some kind of magic thing that you want to have happening.
Yep.
Instead of like in the past when I tried to tell James that he's so strong that he could like what like tear apart a bull, I think was the words, I just lay a hand kind of on whatever dominant, like if you're right-handed that is on your right shoulder, if you're left-handed it's on your left shoulder, and just focused on like just bringing out whatever inherent power there is there and just like summoning it up to the surface so that you basically are able to pull more energy from the pool that's already existing.
And I think also for you, you feel something similar to what you felt when you touched the stone in your basement, that this connection to this magical power that you're able to either draw from or push into. And mm-hmm. so in this case, you're pushing into.
illusion magic, Doug, would you say that's still expertise, or is that?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. 20.
Great. So it was daunting. You succeed by one challenge, more than one challenge level. And
it's actually, you roll a natural 20?
I rolled a natural 20.
So that's plus what?
Oh. Six. Plus six. That was my excitement. Sorry. I rolled a natural.
All right.
Good job, Utopian Bubbles Dice.
Yeah. Excellent. So this is epic. And so all the stuff from beating the CL plus the epic success happens, correct?
Yep.
All right. So you remove two strain. I remove a complication.
Okay.
And the and then beating it by two, it's success plus a plot twist.
Okay. So I have a plot twist, an extra plot twist. Okay.
Yep. All right. So James mentioned that he was hoping his clone would get gassed instead of him. As these clones sort of appear and go in through the front door, the guy on the ground looks absolutely perplexed. And you hear shouting from the other end of the hallway. And James, you're the only one who's able to see this. The sound of you kicking the door open has drawn attention, especially the sound of this, you know, the kick and then the thud of this guy hitting the ground. And someone from the other room pushes a button on the door, and that same metal panel slams down between you and what's inside, but your clones have rushed in.
Well, at least we know they had the same tactics.
That was awesome.
I'd like to think that that's because Agnes helped. I think that Aoife wants to protect James and also wants to show off a little bit so that James is proud of her, but she's also been through a lot. But I think that knowing that Agnes has not previously fully embraced her abilities and seeing her start to do that, like, really helped those illusions come to life. That was really cool.
So are we all standing on the outside? James is in the threshold, but there's a big metal door in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And are there clones on either side of each of us? Like,
oh no, I think the clones went rushing in through the front door.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
We can even say that one didn't quite make it, and just like walks through the clean through the metal because they're.
That's cool. Okay, so a metal door is our obstacle. Sawyer's still a little worried that someone's going to try to get out the back, but he doesn't want to leave the group.
I think James turns to Sawyer and Agnes and to how'd y'all get in last time?
I think the door was just open when we got back. Or did we follow someone in?
There were ants that were sticking at one point. Oh yes. We did some non-recreational bookstore browsing to go see if there was a way to get in from underground or through other doors, like secret doors between buildings and whatnot, because buildings here are complex, as James, I'm sure you know, having built several of them.
James gives a big nod.
But if James had built that door, it wouldn't have been kicked in so easily.
It's true. I mean, he didn't build this metal one. Maybe he could kick it too. He's not going to kick the metal door.
So Sawyer looks at the metal door and he looks down at the Hellfire pistol in his hand. And he's thinking, if anybody sees his face, they know that he's definitely thinking, can I blow this door open with a Hellfire pistol?
Agnes preemptively puts hands over her ears.
I think James starts to step back and like, puts his hands on his mother's shoulders and pulls her back as well.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, just busy like holding the guy there, so she's just probably gonna just do like a shoulder and like a hand nice. Situation.
Yeah, he aims dead center on the thing and pulls the trigger on the Hellfire pistol.
All right. Yeah, I don't even think you need to make a check for this. You're shooting a...
I don't have any plot twists, Doug, or I'd say that thing just comes right off the...
Yeah.
I used all mine. Now I'm rethinking whether I should have used it for such silly reasons.
Well, rather than say that you shoot dead center, why don't you give me a fight? Yeah, why don't you give me a fight roll? It'll succeed as long as you meet, for you, moderate, which I assume you'll meet unless you roll a one. But the more you succeed by, the more impressive this will be.
Okay. I can do finesse, right?
Oh, yeah, finesse is fine, too.
Cool. All right.
Oh, yeah, that way that makes way more sense.
I get a plus 7 to this one.
Perfect.
21.
All right.
Nope, so 22. I mathed wrong.
Okay. So it was moderate. You hit extreme, so that's a success plus 2 plot twists. If you want to use one of those to have it... Well, no, I mean, that's a really high success. I'm not going to make you spend a plot twist for that. You take aim right where you think a hinge should be.
Mm-hmm.
And it blasts through, and you see the door start to fall forward completely off of the top hinge, and quickly, without even really thinking about it, just instinctively shoot out the bottom hinge, and the metal door falls forward. Although I guess if it slid down, that wouldn't have happened. So you shoot up at the top, and whatever hinge, whatever mechanism was up there, drops the door, and it flops forward onto, lands about mid-calf on the guy who Ignacia is holding there, although he's already unconscious. And this milky, sickly yellow gas spills out into the street.
So there's this like brief moment between these two fiery like bullets that tore the door apart and the gas coming out, where Sawyer just quickly reloads. So like with the revolver, you know, so just quickly reloads, looks up at everybody and goes, well, the door is open.
Give it a minute.
Oh, that's right. He takes a step back away from the door. This is why they make the plans.
Yeah, and so very, very quickly the gas clears. You see that some is still coming out of those grates down at the bottom floor. This is almost exactly what they had done before. They're evil, but not that creative. And then it stops, and there's still a terrible smell that two of you recognize all too well. But you're reasonably certain that you'll be, well, you're quite certain that you'll be safe from the gas.
So if nobody else is taking a step to the door to go first, Sawyer's going to go in. He pulls his handkerchief out and covers his mouth with his left hand and has the pistol pointed in front of him with his right hand. But if somebody else was already going to be going in, he'll be behind you.
So what I'm hearing is that you walk through a door without holding hands.
What have I done?
I'm kidding.
What have I done?
Oh, no. Goose.
End of episode. End of cliffhanger right there.
Right.
And we all get transported to different dimensions.
Right. Well, then the start of the next episode is, which is fine because there's nothing magical about this door.
James would follow. Does anybody want to go in before James?
Agnes is no tank, so she'll be hanging back a little bit.
Seeing Sawyer put, you know, a handkerchief on his nose, James reaches into his pocket and pulls out a piece of cloth that Aoife would recognize as what was, you know, from their dinner table years ago, and puts it over his nose and heads in.
Aoife follows. Aoife's not leaving James.
I think after that, Ignacia's going to step in, try to smell if there's gas, because she's right in the door, which she can easily step out if she needs to. Realize there isn't, and just keeps, and then like waves Agnes in to follow to keep going. And then doesn't magically hold on to the guy anymore since he's knocked out. So, but she will move the door off his leg. So actually, no, she'll keep it there just in case he wakes up.
Yeah, his legs don't look great.
No. Oh, conflicted. We'll get to this later.
All right, and you make your way down this hallway. Well, I guess Aoife, it's up to you what happened to the clones. Do they appear to be knocked out, or are they just standing there sort of like waiting for orders, like they're buffering in a poorly playtested video game?
No, the goal was just to have them go in first to set off any traps, to draw out any bad guys, to get rid of any ammunition, all that stuff, just to be the first wave.
Okay.
But I'm fine with them having, you know, disappeared, or we see them fade, or whatever. Okay. I don't think her concentration is going to be on keeping five additional illusions up.
Can we say before Sawyer's clone disappears, he's like going down the hall with his pistol drawn, his mouth covered. He like goes right up next to himself, looks at himself, looks at like his outfit, and kind of like adjusts himself real quick, his hat, and he looks a little bit disappointed, and then continues on as his clone disappears.
All right, so Sawyer's thinking about finding one of those haberdasheries that was mentioned before.
Morgan all right, has all the info. I mean, sorry, Ignacy has all the info on the good haberdasheries.
That's right. And so as the doubles fade, you see that there's still two people unconscious here. The guy who's pinned under the door and unconscious, and the guy who's at the other end of the hallway, whose hand is still sort of halfway up the wall and unconscious.
Are either of them the person we were pursuing?
Let me check. One moment, please. Okay, so at the other end of the hallway, there's a similar metal door, which Sawyer, I assume you just dispense with in the same way.
Yeah, and he looks back and nods real quick so everyone knows to cover their ears, since we're in a tight corridor with a metal door on one end. It's probably going to be much louder. And he blows that thing off the hinges.
Okay. It falls into a room that is not the sort of nice formal sitting room that was there before. There's none of that artifice or pretense here. This was clearly hastily constructed for a non-social purpose. And in this room, there are all manner of arcane books that are open, flipped through, some pages even torn out and like pinned to the wall for reference. Symbols, sigils, all kinds of things going on here.
Sawyer quickly ducks in and moves to the right to get out of the way of the next person coming through, and is trying to keep his back to the wall and looking for anything to shoot.
Oh, and I never gave you an answer whether or not the young Mr. Williams was there. He was not.
Okay. So James, are you next through?
Yeah. Just comes in ready. I mean, you know, kind of hands up ready, you know, in case anything's about to attack him or he needs to defend himself. Then it kind of moves into the room to leave space if he realizes there's nothing there for others to come in.
Aoife's next, because she's not, she's sticking close.
Okay. So once you're all in, what would you like to do?
Does it look like there's a way out besides the one we came in?
Yep. On the opposite wall, there's a door that is open and has been left through hastily.
Is there a window to the side that would be looking over the alley?
No, there's not. Okay. Or if there is, it's been boarded over. This room is only accessible through these two doors. Everything else is closed off.
Okay.
And I, with my highly perceptive eyes, see if there's like any other sort of like hidden exits or passageways or anything like that.
Sure. That's going to be difficult.
Okay. I'm trying to think if that's... Oh, that'd be intellect, because it's an investigation or deductive reasoning. But I am... My own abilities is perceptive.
Could be. Or senses would work too, I think.
Oh, yeah. Let's use sense. Oh, yeah. Awareness, alertness. Yeah. Let's do that. And I am perceptive as ability, so.
So it's moderate.
How? Why, Utopian Dice? How did I get another one?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
This is not my day.
Does Ignacia accidentally spring a trap? What happens?
Yeah, I think so, if that's the case.
All right. So, well, here's the good news. You...
That would have been a 9 altogether.
Okay. Well, okay. So that's not great news then. So you do take 1 strain because you met the challenge level.
Okay.
And then you take a condition and we add a complication.
Cool. Well, maybe it is like, oh, go ahead. If you're going to say,
no, go for it.
I was going to say, if it is like a, like another trap, maybe it'll be a condition to my body. So it affects either my breathing, if it's like another gas, or if it's like, I don't know, like spikes in the wall. I don't know.
Yeah, I think as you're investigating, you find a part of the wall that you're able to peel away. And as you pull it, there's a canister of this gas behind it that, because it was going out into the other room, as you open it, it spills out and hits you full in the face. And so I think you're probably gonna get knocked unconscious. Yeah. What's that?
Yeah. I was gonna ask. Okay. So y'all just see Ignacia be like, interesting. Pull like a book down, because it's always a book from my bookshelf. And you just see like a little like spray in her face, and you just see her collapse.
Yeah, and so now this gas is coming into the room.
I told you all books are dangerous. He doesn't say that, by the way. Sawyer immediately
runs real loud.
Yeah, he runs to the opposite door and just tries to put his shoulder right through it.
Oh, it's already open.
On the other end of the hall, or the other end of the room?
Yeah, someone has, you know, the way that someone would do if they were running out of that door.
Gotcha, okay. So yeah, he wants to go that direction quick, but he looks back to make sure that Ignacia is taken care of. Like, is anybody seeing to her real quick?
Oh, Aoife will. Okay. I mean, I don't have like healing magic, but I can, I think I can at least attempt to make sure she's okay.
Sure.
How do we address the problem that James is totally going to grab his mom and try to get her away from this gas?
I think that would probably be a contested role between the two of you.
I mean, he would.
Okay.
Okay.
Not to, you know, just forget Ignacia.
No. I get, yeah.
Yeah. James would definitely try to rush his mother out of the room before the gas.
Do you want to do a contested role, or do you want to talk about it in character?
I mean, if you think you would.
Yeah, whichever you would
resist.
I don't think I would resist. I think what I would do is I think that Aoife would adjust. So everyone needs to be able to get out. So if I'm going to try to attend to her and you're going to try to pull me.
Oh, I know. Okay. Let me change it this way. Okay. I think James would almost push his mom like towards the door. And then, I mean, he's pick up Ignacia himself.
That's what I was going to say. Know,
to take her out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he would, I mean, no offense, Ignacia's first reaction would be get his mother out the door.
You know, I understand. It's okay.
Yeah.
She's been back for like 5 minutes. Okay.
So what if there's a row that needs to happen there?
No, I think grabbing Ignacia for somebody James's size and strength is not a roll worth rolling.
Yeah, and he's just going to trust that Agnes is right behind him.
Yeah, Agnes isn't going to... Was it lollygaggle? Is that a word?
Lollygagging.
Yeah, around.
Yeah.
Cool.
Are you all going out the door we came in, or are you following Sawyer through the other door?
I feel like we're following.
Yeah, I was going to follow.
Okay.
And so as you go through this room, you see that you're in something like a house, but it's clearly where they bought a house and converted parts of it and left other parts. So you've moved into, I guess, a small food preparation area. And then there's a door to the outside on the other end.
No one's in here?
No.
Any stairs or anything?
There are stairs going as you look out the back door, which is also open, there are stairs going down that way.
Yeah, he's gonna duck out that door and look both ways real quick to see if he can spot anyone.
All right, give me a... What's like a how quickly do you do something check?
Agility? Like reflexes?
Yeah. Yeah, agility, speed.
Good. Sawyer's good at that stuff. He's got like the combat reflexes as one of his abilities if that buys it down.
Yeah, so that'll bring it down to difficult.
Okay. With 19 on the die. So 19 plus 7, 26.
Wow. So 1, 2, 3. So that's another success plus 2 plot twists. And you see the young Mr. Williams running into the back alley behind the house.
I might be using a plot twist here.
Great.
Since I just earned one. I'd like Sawyer to...
Well, you have 4 now back, right?
I have 3 total. Because I used, or maybe, I don't know. I only marked 3, so, but I'll use one of them. But I if there's something in this alley that Sawyer could shoot to fall on this person, that would be his goal. Unless he's close enough for him to catch in a foot race real quick.
I think he's got a head start, so it's just that you can see him. But you're able to get out into the alley as he turns the corner. And I don't know what would be above, because they didn't really have fire escapes back then, because who would need to escape from
fire? What about a clothesline?
Yeah, I love it. Yes, of course. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to get wacky. So I guess I could use the plot twist to say, I don't think it was established before, but the Hellfire pistol, is it always big and explosive, or can I kind of like tailor it to like my intention when shooting it?
That's a great question.
I kind of don't want like a big old fireball hitting the side of a building to just loose a small... Oh, you know what? I have another pistol.
I was going to say, I think you also have another pistol. So
yeah, I just real quick pull my left-handed pistol, shoot, and then put it right away before it even like starts to fall. And yeah, this poor little person just gets all tangled up in a whole bunch of undergarments and rope.
Yep. Yeah, and he goes down hard. And by the time he's able to scramble back to his feet, you are there.
Why didn't you shake my friend's hand?
The Red Death is Morgan Nuncio as Ignacia, Cleo Yunsu Davis as Agnes, Tim Devine as Finn Sawyer, Kent Blue as James, and Doug Lewandowski as the Game Master. The Red Death is part of the Role to Play Network. It is edited, produced, and hosted by Kent Blue. Discover more at roletoplaynetwork.com. And do join us next time, if you dare.
James is walking around like a Skyrim character, so it walked into the wall and turns around and says, "Help you," and then walked off. That's getting cut, but I wanted to make that joke.
But you wanted everyone here to know.